You're listening to Talk with Audrey.
Have you ever heard of something called Cobra Gold? Well, it's an annual multinational military exercise co-hosted by the United States and Thailand and involves 29 participant nations. Something interesting about that, PETA has exposed a dark secret that there's one Cobra Gold drill that's billed as survival training, but it is in reality a gruesome macho party. Well, join me with the details, Shalene Gala, Vice President, International Laboratory Methods at PETA. Welcome.
Thank you so much for having me on. I appreciate it.
My pleasure. So first, tell us about this Cobra Gold. I've never heard about it.
Sure. So as you mentioned, Cobra Gold is a massive multinational military exercise. It's held each year in Thailand, and it's currently taking place. And it's co-organized by Thailand and the U.S. And part of this drill involves ostensibly teaching troops to survive when they are trapped in a jungle. But the barbaric use of animals during this training is deadly, dishonorable, and dangerous. Disturbing photos and video footage of past Cobra Gold exercises show U.S. troops killing chickens with their bare hands, skinning and eating live geckos, consuming live scorpions and tarantulas, and even decapitating cobras and drinking their blood. The frenzied decapitating and killing and eating of live animals during Cobra Gold is really more like a frat party gone wrong than a training exercise for ethical military personnel.
Yeah, it sounds barbaric. The purpose of the training then is to prepare them if they're stranded in the jungle. So part of that preparation, I would assume, would be to eat whatever you can find, wherever you can find it. And perhaps is that the reason that they are doing these things? I mean, it turns my stomach, actually.
Yeah. So one thing I can point out is that these animal killing exercises are so unrealistic that during Cobra Gold, troops do not even find these animals in the wild jungle, but rather they are presented with the animals by the training instructors, which undercuts the premise of the entire exercise that this is for survival training, when in fact, in a real-life jungle situation, no one would be there to present the animals to the troops. And we've actually pointed out to the military that there are numerous non-animal methods that are available for teaching this sort of thing. There are books and videos that have been produced by experienced survival instructors. They can provide troops with all the skills they need. So, for example, the U.S. Air Force, they have pilots who prepare for worst-case scenarios. They're already being trained using virtual reality, and there are also interactive simulations that have food procurement components that are now available. And according to reports, Cobra Gold attendees were also trained to use jungle vines as a water source and to recognize edible plants. So they should have stuck to that kind of humane sustenance training rather than mutilating and killing live animals.
So they're presented with these animals, not finding them themselves. That's crazy.
Exactly. That's right.
That is really crazy. So are they trying to build camaraderie in the units? Why would they do this? Especially if you can watch a YouTube video to find out how to do it if you need to do it, right?
Exactly. It's so simple. Like, the alternative is so simple that no animal needs to die for this. And PETA was actually recently joined by numerous military veterans in calling on the Secretary of Defense to stop this deadly, dishonorable, and dangerous killing of animals during Cobra Gold and instead mandate a widely available non-animal training methods be used that don't pose a public health risk. And in their letter, the veterans actually wrote that troops deserve the best training to survive in the outdoors. However, Cobra Gold's use of live animals resembles a vulgar hazing ritual, and it doesn't deliver any practical survival skills. And rather, as the U.S. Marine Corps has admitted, the main objective of this activity has, as you mentioned, to build camaraderie. And this goal could easily be achieved through other means that don't harm or kill animals.
Have you had a response from them yet? I mean, it seems like a simple thing to do to just change the way that you're training people to use virtual methods instead of like real live snakes and stuff.
Right. We've written to them. We've sent in a formal petition, which they are required to respond to, but there's no time frame. They also I can tell you that we have had previous success in stopping similar uses of animals for military drills. So, for example, in 2011, the Marine Corps Mountain Warfare Training Center suspended its entire use of live animals in its survival training course after discussions with us. And nearly three decades ago, the U.S. Army's Dugway Proving Ground canceled a similar survival skills training course using animals after PETA had asked then Defense Secretary Les Aspin to intervene. So we're hoping that based on these precedents and based on the widely available non-animal methods that are already available, that the Pentagon will hear what we're trying to say, and they'll then heed our call to switch to more effective non-animal training methods.
It's interesting that they've banned the use of animals in other survival exercises, and that didn't carry over through the years from one administration to the next at the Defense Department, right?
Right. And unfortunately, the DoD is decentralized. And so what happens in one base doesn't necessarily translate to another base, or what happens in one branch of the service doesn't necessarily translate to another branch of the service. But we're hoping that that based on all of these precedents, that there really is no survival, scientific, legal reason to continue with these exercises during Cobra Gold.
All right. Oof. As always, you guys have your work cut out for you, don't you? There are so many terrible things happening to animals. You know, you solve one issue and another one pops up, right?
Yeah, it's really awful. And I should mention that any listeners who, like us, are outraged by this deadly, dangerous, and dishonorable killing of animals during Cobra Gold, they can take several steps on their own to actually help end this cruelty. And one of the steps would be to go to PETA's online action alert at PETA.org, that's PETA.org/Cobra Gold, and they can join the nearly 115,000 supporters who have already written to Pentagon leaders urging them to stop using live animals in this training. They can also text COBRA, which is COBRA, to the number 73822. And by doing that, they will urge U.S. and Thai military officials to leave animals out of this Cobra Gold survival training exercise. Also, they can call their congressperson or their senator and ask them to tell the Pentagon to stop wasting their hard-earned taxpayer money on this barbaric training. Or they can also tag military officials on social media and ask them to switch to more effective, ethical, and economical non-animal survival training methods during Cobra Gold.
So guys, as you know, or as you've just heard from Shalene, there are several ways that you can get involved and help their efforts if you want to. I will have this interview available on the site with some links to those sources that Shalene just mentioned. Thank you so much for joining me on the show, and wow. Cobra Gold event, eating live.
You're very welcome. Thank you so much for letting your audience know about this.
My pleasure.